There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with you helping to work your way through the day, the good news of the day, some news that may not be so swell. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So here we have racist weather reports. Black ice on the highway. Why is it black ice? Why isn't it white?
I believe it's just a color descriptor there, Dougie.
Because white ice would just be ice.
But if you hold up ice, look at the icicles. There's no color to the icicles. They're clear. So how come it's black ice? Why is that racist term used?
Stop it.
To refer to the frozen water on the road.
Stop trying to incite weather racism.
I think that we better... Yeah. This is an investigative report yet to happen. Why is it called? We have a lot of black ice in our neighborhood. We have a big nor'easter going through here today. 32 degrees, cars sliding all over the road.
All right, stop.
And the police
collaborate and listen.
I'm looking at a state police warning. I have the email to the state police. Or not email. What do we call it? The website. I don't know what it's called. Connection to the state police. They have warnings out for everyone to look out for black ice. Because the roads are treacherous. I think that's a racist statement. Something should be
You're really trying here, aren't you?
All right, next on the hit parade.
I've been hanging out with Al Sharpton too long.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who used to be the Secretary of Defense, apparently still thinks he is.
The Chuckster.
He's in Baghdad today to consult with the Iraqi government. Confer with U.S. commanders about the campaign to defeat ISIS. Apparently things are working because there are a lot of complaints from the ISIS people. They don't like the fact that we are beating them up. Apparently there are a lot more things going on this week than have been the case. But at any rate, that's not the important part of the story. The important part of the story, from my perspective anyway, is that Hagel is still on the job. Talking to U.S. soldiers, Australian soldiers, he said the U.S. wants to help Iraq regain the territory it lost to ISIS. In the end, he said, that's where all this goes. We've got to get back our land, quote unquote, just as in Afghanistan, it's their country. They have to lead. They're the ones that are going to be responsible for end results. They're the ones who are throwing their guns down and running away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting that Hagel's been fired, but nobody's told him yet.
Well,
apparently.
I mean, there's a transition period until they get the new person in there. And
really?
It's always been understood that he would stay mm-hmm. until the new person is ready to start, which would likely be January or February.
Really? Huh. Thank you for explaining it.
February, right.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Here we go again.
New details of a plan to allow first-time homeowners, where have we heard this before?
Yep.
To get mortgages just 3% down, and the chase is on. So let's say you buy a house for $300,000. All you got to do is come up with $9,000.
Yep.
I know. You guys don't like this?
No.
Well, I think
we've seen this before.
We know what happens.
Yes.
But if you're responsible with this, here's the thing. If you're someone like me who doesn't have a lot of money saved up but is a responsible payer and can afford it, wouldn't get a payment I couldn't afford to make, what's so bad about it?
Well, I mean...
If you only have 3% down, that means that you're not as stable as if you have 20% down. You haven't put aside money. So, in a sense, this is great as long as they make sure that the people that they're giving the mortgages to are really well vetted. And I, again, back to $3,000, sometimes over 3%.
The problem is if somebody stops being able to make their payments, there is no equity in the house, and we end up taking the loss as taxpayers.
Okay. Yep.
So what we saw before was, okay, you didn't need any money down to get into a house, and you didn't really need any credit either.
Right.
So now, one would hope if you're going to let somebody take a house that you don't have any equity in, and if the bank
credit.
Has to take it back, that they have good enough credit to make their payments. You seriously have to vet them. And I guarantee you that at some point they will lax the rules on letting people buy the house with their credit.
Yeah. All right.
That's scary.
So that brings us around to the question of the day. And I don't know whether you posted this on Facebook just for the heck of it, Kenny, to get responses as well. I asked this question last hour. I didn't get the right answer, so I'll ask it again. Do you know how much federal spending is allocated to your household? In other words, I'm looking for the number. It's a staggering number. In the thousands, the tens of thousands. What, according to the federal government, is the amount of money they allocate to each household in our country for spending this past year. At the end of the year, numbers are coming in. What's the number? 888-302-3684. Person closest. We didn't have anybody close, even come reasonably close in the last hour, to this number. So if you come up to the nearest thousandth, that is it 100,000? No. Is it 10,000? No. It's somewhere in between those two numbers. Hit the right number and you get a swell Christmas turkey from us here at Good Day. All right? Sort of, I said I'm going to go back to the old 2020 News Quiz question, a little before 20 after now. Anyway, what's the federal spending number for you and everybody else on your street? Richie, your street? Jennifer, your street? Well, maybe not Jennifer's street. Kenny, your street?
My street doesn't pay taxes.
No.
Neither does my street. They're all government contractors.
Ah, there you go. All right, what's the number? 888-302-3684. Any comments on that at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day? Kenny?
No, nothing yet.
No. All right. So, but we might have, what do you have working that's beyond the police and the usual stuff that we've had rolling around in there for the last couple of weeks?
Some comments about flu shots and comments about gas prices.
Flu shots. What are people saying about flu shots? This has been a big item because the flu stuff, the CDC put together a serum that's no good. Enough for everybody, but it's no good because it doesn't apply to the flu that's around this year. Anyway, so go ahead.
Jerry says they were even less effective last year. I got a flu shot in November, got the flu in December, and got it again in February.
Congratulations. Oh,
wow.
Good for you, sir.
The double whammy.
There you go.
The triple whammy, actually.
It's a big, I have a big, Dr. Ken and I argue about this all the time because it's nonsense. It doesn't work. If you have a strong immune system, you don't need it anyway. So why would you want to have a strong immune system to ward off anything and everything that could go wrong with your body instead of just the flu? This is an artificial way to make you feel. Maybe it's the placebo effect if it would just work that way. Go ahead. What else, Kenny?
Sean says, I never get a flu shot. They always make me sick.
Yep. I know people that they keep going back and hoping for a different. What is the old expression?
Definition of insanity.
Right. Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different consequence.
Well, I mean, we heard from one of our doctors on the staff yesterday, keeps your vitamin C, your vitamin D, and what else? Vitamin C, vitamin D.
Vitamin D. And
I forgot.
Echinacea.
Oh, probiotics.
Probiotics, yep. All right, Dean is in Minnesota. Dean, what do you think the number is for household spending by the government?
Doug, it's 30,000.
It's very close to 30,000. Yeah, it's about 29, actually, and change. So think about this. How much did you pay in federal taxes, Dean, last year?
I don't remember, more than I wanted to.
Yeah. It's pretty much all of us.
Pretty much all of us.
Every year.
Most of the time, what you're paying in, for the average person, about half of what is being spent in your name. So you pay in half, and they borrow half. And that's really how that's the system. Imagine running your life like that, if you could do that. You make $100,000 a year, you borrow $200,000 every year. There's an end some game there that doesn't end too well for anybody, and that's the problem with all of this stuff. All right, Dean, with our best wishes and Merry Christmas, we're going to send you one of our Doug Steffen Christmas turkeys. Hold on just a second. In a moment, we're going to meet the person responsible for our charity of the day here on Good Day.
one pass for one day only Christmas doorbusters. I'm coming home to you. Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher Price and Play School toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
Debbie Sardone represents our Christmas charity of the day. We go to Lewisville, Texas, where she is the owner of Buckets and Bows Maid Service. So cleaningforareason.org is something you put together. How's this work, Debbie?
Well, it's very simple.
This is good.
Really? And? Tell me more.
Oh, man.
It's pretty simple.
Thank you, Google.
You know, as much as technology is so great, sometimes those cell phones, man, they just don't work.
I don't even think that's a cell phone. It's Google phone, right? Which I've never found. I've never used Google phone and had it work. So let me see if I can summarize what I think. Or Ken, you may be better at summarizing this. This goes back to 2005. She has shared some of the stories of people she's run across with other maid services at conventions. And these are people that are undergoing physical and emotional and financial problems, and they needed house cleaning. So they give, they find out where these people are, and they give their services to them free. Right? Isn't that basically the bottom line?
Yeah, it started out, she ran her cleaning service and got a call from a woman who wanted an estimate. And when she gave her the estimate, the woman said, I wish I could, but I can't afford it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going through cancer treatment.
Right.
And so that started her doing this for free.
What a great idea, though, because when you are going through chemo or something, you don't have the energy to keep your house up. That's so cool.
Well, apparently they've raised about $4.5 million, or in a sense, they've given away, they've given $4.5 million worth of free house cleaning services, and there are about 1,100 maid services around the country who participate in this, which I think is stellar. Superb. That's why we wanted to tell you this story. Unfortunately, our connection to Debbie doesn't work. But if you want to check out what they're doing, maybe support them, because I think they need support. Maybe you have a problem and you can find somebody near to you. I'm betting almost every community would have someone in it that belongs to this organization that
it
wants to help.
So much better with the clean house.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Great for your mind.
Absolutely. Cleaningforareason.org, a professional group of wonderful people that are cleaning professionally, give their time to help people who are in need of having a clean house at Christmas time, but they can't afford it. Cleaningforareason.org, our charity of the day today, and good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
One-hit wonder Christmas song. It'll take about 13 seconds for all of our lines to get occupied for the prize gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, including a copy of the new CD Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which celebrates the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album and the 40th anniversary of their first release. So you get that along with a canister of their wonderful cinnamon hot chocolate, which has become world famous. Who is this? Crack it up, Richie. Crank it, crack it. Come on. Everybody knows this. And what's more amazing is that people are shaking their heads because they know they've heard other Christmas songs by this young lady rocking around the Christmas tree. This lady had 47 hits in the 1960s. This was the only Christmas song that she released that charted on the chart. In other words, got to number one. 1961, and then, by the way, for the next 8 years, it was in the top 10 as far as Christmas songs are concerned. So call us now.
This could be my all-time favorite, by the way.
Really? 888-302-3684. The name of this Christmas one-hit wonder singer, please. Crank it up again, Richie. Can this be this easy, people are saying? Nah, it's got to be a trick here. No trick. This is who you think it is. It's not one of the...
I think young people know who this is.
Young people, everybody knows who this is.
Everybody should know.
Right.
Yeah,
old fashioned way, way.
And if you need a little help as to who she was...
I'm sorry.
Alright, so you can play the song under me again, Richie. In the 1960s, only Elvis, Ray Charles, and the Beatles had more hits than she did. Her nickname was Miss Dynamite. Remember the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, 4'9".
Yeah.
She was the first to record the song, which she did when she's 13 years old when she sings this song. This is her at 13. Got it? Alright, you can go a little with this, Richie.
Rock it around.
All right.
Christmas tree, let the Christmas tree.
Sometimes these things are so easy, they annoy me.
Love that big old fat Gresh guitar sitting there behind her.
All right, let's see here. Rosemary appears to be from Washington. Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A little snap, crackle, and pop on your phone there.
Yeah, I know. I hear that.
I know. It's okay. So, who is this lady?
Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. Are you surprised that we are playing this? Because you hear her voice so much at Christmas time, you thought probably there must be a catch to this. She has all these Christmas hits, right?
I know. She's a great singer.
Yeah, she is. When do you remember first hearing this song? Tell us about the
grew up hearing her.
You did?
Yeah.
You're a child of the 60s, as it were, right?
Yeah.
Right. You smoked pot and all that stuff?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
She was a good child of the 60s.
Yes, I behaved.
Yeah. Did you really? You behaved or what?
Or what, yes.
That was or what, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so what do you do now? What's going on with Rosemary now?
Rosemary's kind of semi-retired.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, come
on. I just kind of work part-time just every now and then.
Yeah, what are you doing for Christmas?
Being with family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Pretty much.
Good for you.
For you.
I love Rosemary.
Rosemary's very
She's
up, isn't
like
she?
Very cool, man.
Yep. Very,
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, well, hold on just a second. We'll get your address. We're going to send you this Mannheim Steamroller prize package, okay?
That sounds good. Thank
yep.
you.
Sounds good to us. Thank you very much. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, what's the most you've ever paid for a Christmas tree? Not more than 20, between 20 and 50, between 50 and 100, over 100, I don't know. I don't buy Christmas trees. Yesterday, how are you doing on your Christmas shopping? 38% of you said you hadn't started yet. Good for you. 20% said it's almost done. 19% said I am done. 14% said I got a few things. 9% said I'm about halfway done. That's the story at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog, regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Programs. You know how resveratrol works?
Why are
you
laughing? It's wine.
Resveratrol is wine, basically.
Right, it's in grapes.
You get the benefit of what's in the grape, which is basically a resveratrol is very, very good for your immune system, warding off really horrible things in your body. So take resveratrol. A lot of people do it through grape juice. They do it through wine. If you take the capsules, you get a lot more through them than you do from drinking their wine. So, do you know I had a drink last... When do we go to dinner? Saturday night.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Good for you.
I had a pear schnapps something or other. And as soon as I... Meredith's looking in my eyes. And as soon as... I just did it for fun. I don't drink. As one.
Right. I've seen you with a drink in you.
So, she's looking at me. And it comes in a martini glass.
Right. It's a big old fruit bomb as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, yeah. Well, you know, I've told you the stories about having, over the course of my younger career, I've had Maduri sours.
Right.
As like, I drink them like...
That's why I do not drink liquor, because
soda pop,
they have to hide it inside
something else.
Fruity tasting thing, and before you know it, you're looking around going, what happened?
Uh-huh. So I had, but it didn't take me long, and it just, my whole demeanor changed. And I had this silly, almost cat grin, apparently, on my face, which reminds me of the story of Tabitha Bundeason. Is that how you pronounce her name, Kenny? Bundeason?
Sure.
29 years old. She's the owner of the Grumpy Cat. She lives in Arizona.
So yeah, there is, she's rich cat lady.
She has become...
original Grumpy Cat? It's not just like...
No.
Like somebody invented... The Grumpy Cat?
You would have thought.
I didn't know that. Cat.
Yeah. Grumpy cat is a form of dwarfism and an underbite that yields a frown. This is one ugly cat. Man,
oh, it's so
cat.
Cute.
Everybody loves grumpy cat.
Ugly! So,
you know what's sad, Doug? He's richer than you are.
Yeah. The cat is. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The cat has
grumpy cat,
all of
grumpy
us.
Cat could buy and sell you 10 times.
$100 million. Dollars. In 2 years, this young woman has generated $100 million from grumpy cats, paid appearances, book deals, modeling career.
Did you see what the cat's name
$100 million. Dollars.
Did you see what the cat's
only
name is?
Only in America.
The cat's name? I thought the cat was Grumpy Cat.
Tartar sauce.
Ah. Yeah, I heard about that. Isn't that weird?
Grumpy Cat Unstoppable. So where do you see this thing? I don't know anything about the Grumpy Cat other than...
Grumpy Cat
has its own Christmas special. It's got calendars. Oh, yeah.
Grumpy Cat ended up just as like a Facebook like meme or photo that was just passed around, and everybody just thought it was hysterical. So then they started putting like expressions, like text over top of the pictures.
Really?
And it just caught on like wildfire. Really? And now Grumpy Cat has a Christmas special.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? Man, this is the entrepreneur of the year. Here we have our program. In the last hour of every day, we do cool inventions and entrepreneurial stories and that sort of thing. This woman,
you know what?
She's the queen.
Here's the trick. If you want to be rich on the internet by just something exploding, post it on Reddit. That's what she did.
Really?
Well, she posted the cat's picture on Reddit.
Did she do with the intention of making money?
No. No, I think she was just... posting.
So then why is Reddit different than...
Her brother took a picture and posted it, and it just exploded.
Really?
6 million likes on Facebook.
Million. Whew. All right. Back to the... what? You want more on this?
Stop right there. Okay?
I stopped, Rich.
Anybody who's walking around today... saying that America is a horrible country. Saying that America is just broken and it's never.
Where else could you make $100 million with
this
an ugly
woman
cat?
Took a cat and made $100 million with it by posting a picture
ugly
on
cat.
Facebook.
Why can't you do that?
In two years, this is the greatest country on the face of the planet.
Not to be mean, but you could do it with Charlotte.
Try that in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, I was thinking I wouldn't do it with Charlotte.
Dictator.
Maybe it would be a good thing. I could do it with some cows. We got some pretty ugly cows here. Pretty ugly.
Grumpy cow.
Right, exactly. Grumpy cow. That's
you should be taking pictures of your cows and putting funny expressions on them in text and posting them on Reddit.
Right, we could do that with, we could do a little, we just take a, what do they call it, when you modify, like the, what they morph them, right? And to modify various pictures of,
sure whatever you're saying is not right. So what are you trying to do? You mean Photoshop? Is that what you're...
It's Photoshop, okay.
Do you understand that I can now speak that? It's taken me 9 years.
And not just speak it, you can translate.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. Jennifer does the television report in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected completely British Petroleum's challenge to the required settlement. Remember the 2010 offshore oil spill, the largest mess in the history of our country? The company claimed that its settlement has been interpreted to allow businesses to get compensation without having to prove the leaked cause damages.
Yeah.
Supreme Court said, we're not going to hear this. So that means the lower court rendering on this stands. And therefore, they will have to pay $4.25 billion in compensation. They set aside $43 billion to resolve all of the claims. So far, they paid out $2.3 billion in economic loss claims. That's about half what they're supposed to have paid. They were trying to... These oil companies are scurrilous.
Well, one of my neighbors is an investigator for the DOJ on all these dirtbags that basically tried to hide what happened and before the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to jail, and you know it's all starting to come to a head now where people are actually starting to get sentenced and sent to jail. But he said people are walking up and just making up stories how they were affected by this.
Yeah.
And they're walking away with $100,000.
Right.
Yeah, $1 million. And he says it's just crazy.
Yeah.
What some of the stories that are coming out of this and just some of the checks that are being written. And they're just, BP's just writing checks.
What's crazier, having a woman make $100 million with an ugly cat? Or ripping off BP for a couple of mil.
Greatest country in the world. Gotta love it.
All right, here's another great story about the greatest country in the world. A group of 7 or 8 teen muggers thought they had an easy target hanging outside of KFC in Dorchester, which is outside of Boston. Turns out the dude knew how to defend himself from attackers. He swung a bag of beer cans that were full.
I've done that.
Like a web. Really? Have you?
Yeah, I got attacked by some drunk homeless guy once.
Really?
Walking out of a beer store.
And you swung the
only thing
six
I had
pack
in my
at him?
A can of six pack thing. And I swung it at him and I just breezed his chin and he had a look like a bomb almost went off in his face.
The police caught up with these guys and charged him with armed robbery. But the important part of the story, Richie, none of the beer was harmed.
That's right.
And the
I went on to drink my six beers. I would have been. I would have really.
Did you drink them all in one sitting?
I would have had to beat that guy silly if he'd have ruined my six pack. That would have not have been pretty sight.
All right. Drug maker Genentech, headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts, introduced a major product in 2006. Found itself in an awkward position, persuading eye doctors to start using the more expensive drug instead of the one they already had, which was very popular, but it was cheaper. Ophthalmologists had been enthusiastically using this drug Avastin, which cost about $50 a dose, to treat a common eye disease in older people that have basically macular degeneration. And then they introduced Lucentis, which is nearly equivalent, but it cost $2,000 a dose and was the only drug specifically approved to treat macular degeneration. So it took off. Medicare spent $1 billion last year for filling the prescriptions for this stuff. There's a new federal database that shows many of the doctors who were the top billers for this drug were also among the highest paid consultants for the company that developed it. Oh, what a shock.
Funny.
Most doctors earning $10,000 or more a year to promote the drug. So what sort of question does this raise in your mind, Richie?
Well,
we're paying, taxpayers are paying for this, Medicare.
You know, the whole pharmaceutical business is a part of the bigger mess that is our healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many payoffs, and there's so many people getting cheated out of drugs that they make that are miracles. It's just a mess.
Yeah. Kenny?
Yeah, I have no love for the pharmaceutical industry. It's such a scam. I remember going to my dentist one time and asked him about this new whitening product, and he told me it does nothing, don't bother with it. And then on my next checkup, he had posters up for this place in his office. And, man.
Perfect. Thank you. 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, keeping you abreast of many of the things that people are talking about and letting you know about things that other people are not talking about that perhaps you will find of interest and import, having impact. Jennifer has impactful television news, and right now I have impactful news on a product called Heart Factors Plus. Here is the best chance of the year for you to get this wonderful product, this great supplement, Heart Factors Plus. And the folks at Chamonix have a Christmas and holiday sale to help you get into this product and some of the other products that they have. Heart Factors Plus is the all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels using arginine. Arginine is a mineral, and it combines with nitric oxide to widen the arteries and improve their elasticity so that healthy blood pressure levels are the result. If you have them, you keep them. If you don't have them, good levels, you'll get them using Heart Factors Plus, most popular supplement I've ever talked about on this program. Call 800-577-8560. Maybe that's all I have to say. What do you think, Jennifer? If I just said in the commercial, would you like to receive the most popular supplement we've ever talked about on this program? You think that's enough to get people to call 800-577-8560?
I think that's pretty good. Or, hey, if you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on your heart.
Oh, perfect. Jennifer.
Oh, write that down.
What a genius. Wait a minute. Let's write this down, Kenny. Let's not forget it. If you don't want your heart... You're going to hear this again, Richie. To give up on you.
Gosh.
Don't...
You know, when I go,
give up,
you should put my brain in a museum.
On your heart.
I can't believe I'm actually witnessing this.
Give it to science.
Yeah, that in stone.
There history. It is. It's down. I got it in writing. We're all set now. 800-57. Wait a minute.
I my check Mrs. from Heart Factor Plus.
Mrs. Nifty Russell there.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hear this commercial. 800. Hey, good thing they give me a little license.
Hey, Jen, he's going to bring back the rectal jet. Maybe you can make up a new slogan for them, too.
800-577.
Give up on you. Don't give up on your rear end.
800.
It's a blast.
We get so much mileage out of that old commercial. I wish there was some way I could make some money on it, frankly.
Can you just know why they're not a sponsor anymore? I would never let you finish.
Exactly. I don't think they even make them anymore, but if anybody would...
I'm sure if they did, they'd be here.
I got to see if Acos...
Clean out your board.
There's got to be some way Acos could find somebody to make something like that, Richie.
I'm sure they have a toothpick we could convert.
Right. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus right now and get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus. Free express shipping as well. Mention Doug Steffen at 800-577-8560. And remember... If you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on your heart.
Get to Kohl's Wednesday for one-day-only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher Price and Play School toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one-day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit Barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Hi, Jen. Jen, let's make this quick. Mark Hamill is coming back to television, eh?
Yeah, eh? Are you Canadian, eh?
Hey.
Well, here's the story, Dougie. The CW has a show called The Flash, and it's staging another reunion from the 90s version of the character as Hit Fix. So Mark Hamill will reprise his role of James Jesse, not Jesse James, who is the trickster on the series.
Mm-hmm.
He's an anarchist terrorist con man serving a life sentence in Iron Heights.
Good.
Pretty exciting stuff, right? Now, Dancing with the Stars news, another vacancy opening up. Len Goodman out at the judge's desk on Dancing with the Stars.
Bye, Len. Have a nice time in England.
Yep.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Levine and success. The two go hand in hand. The name Michael Levine and the term success have been part of Los Angeles and America for a number of decades. Michael Levine, probably the most prominent media expert in the country, represented major celebrities, Academy Award winners, given advice to presidents, that sort of thing, has run the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills for a long time, and also has something that I find to be a great tool, the LBN eLert. You can find out news and stories behind the scenes, great opinions, lbnelert.com. Michael has decided to help a lot of people to become successful. So in order to be successful,
I would say, hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no hope.
Michael Levine and success. The two go hand in hand. The name Michael Levine and the term success have been part of Los Angeles and America for a number of decades. Michael Levine, probably the most prominent media expert in the country, represented major celebrities, Academy Award winners, given advice to presidents, that sort of thing, has run the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills for a long time, and also has something that I find to be a great tool, the LBN eLert. You can find out news and stories behind the scenes, great opinions, lbnelert.com. Michael has decided to help a lot of people to become successful. So in order to be successful, you got to understand what is and isn't success. So I guess in a sense, the antithesis of success may be a good story and lesson for us all, Michael. Yes?
I think so. I have noticed in my study of success, I've had a tremendous amount of learning done by studying failure, by people who have underachieved. There are people in life we all know who have been marvelously successful in their work and their personal life and in their school life. And there are other people that just cannot find a way to even model success in any of them. And I think it's very important to understand failure in the practice of success.
Well,
not to do.
I think sooner or later everybody experiences some kind of crisis or failure. It's how you meet it that will determine your future happiness, I think, and success. So you have the other side. How is it that we can, if we want to be miserable and unsuccessful, how do we do that?
Well, I want to teach your audience today a pretty simple rule, and that's called How to Be Broke in America. Now, that sort of sounds very funny. No one wants to be broke, but I'm going to tell the people, the few people in the world or in the country that want to be broke, how to do it. And so today's lesson is about how to be broke in America.
Help yourself.
May I continue?
Yes, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be broke in America, the number one thing you need to do is think like a victim. That's right. Just walk around the planet thinking like a victim, and I promise you, you'll be broke. Now, you may say, really? Why is that? Why is that? Number one, victims have no gratitude. Number two, victims spend all of their time belittling and blaming anything and everything on others. Number three, victims have a very warped sense of reality. And number four, victims have a very warped sense of responsibility. So, like you said, when they make the inevitable mistake, the victim doesn't say, wow, I made a mistake. I've got to learn from this so I don't repeat it. They blame Bush and Cheney and the world and weather and men and their parents, anyone but themselves.
Well, the blame game doesn't ever work anyway. Fix the problem, not the blame. But you said something that was, you started with gratitude. Man, that's becoming more and more of a focus for people because it really seems to work. When you show a gratitude, whether you like the messages of people like Joel Osteen, there are consistent messages from people who understand how the brain works and motivation, and on the top of the list to show is gratitude.
Vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.